The 30-minute meal prep plan that will actually save your weekends. Now, when it comes to meal planning or meal prepping, it can actually sometimes, actually no, it can be most of the time, a time-consuming thing, especially if you're not used to it. And also, when it comes to a weekend that you just want to lay in or a weekend where you've got activities, who's standing up to meal plan? Ain't gonna be you, right? But it doesn't have to be this way. Once you've got your strategic plan, then it's gonna be simpler for you. So today's episode, I'm giving you a simple strategic plan that will help you meal plan in 30 minutes to make sure that you eat healthily without spending all day in the kitchen when you've got a million and one things to do. Now, if this sounds like your cup of tea, grab your tea, open up your Apple Notes, and let's get into the episode. The 30-minute meal prep plan that will save your weekends. Do you ever feel like it's easier to eat a bowl of cereal than come up with ideas for low effort but nourishing recipes? Because you really hate cold food and salads are not it for you. The mental load of it when you're spending hours on strategy and generating original ideas and content can leave you mentally exhausted. I mean, even asking yourself, what do I want to eat, can feel exhausting in itself. Hello friends, my name is Verona and you're listening to the Lose Weight with Macros podcast, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. And because I know accountability is key, I'm going to be with you every step of the way, making sure this isn't just another failed diet attempt for you to start over again on Monday. So grab a pen or just use Apple Notes and let's get into today's episode. Welcome back to the Lose Weight with Meal Planning podcast. My name is Verona and I'm your meal planning coach that helps you, busy woman, busy mom, or just single as a Pringle woman like myself, make meal planning so much better than chicken, rice, and broccoli. Now, I remember when I used to absolutely hate, yes, I said that correctly, hate meal planning. And before I became a meal planning coach and actually created a meal prep cookbook, I really didn't like meal planning. I thought it was boring. I thought you had to eat the same thing every single day. And to be fair, not much has changed in the nutrition industry, because all you see is people eating the same meals 7 days in a row. Now, the reason why some people do that is because it saves time to just eat the same thing. But you're not like some people, and neither am I. So how do we cater to your needs who don't like to eat the same things every single day? That is where this episode, and then if you need even more, then I've opened up some one-to-one spots in my VIP meal planning coaching program. If you head over to the website vipmealplan.com, that's vipmealplan.com, you will see all of the information that you need ready to get started. vipmealplan.com, and I've opened up some applications and I cannot wait to get your applications and get to start working with you so you can make meal planning so much more easier. But if you're somebody who's just here for the 30-minute meal prep plan, then let's go. Number one, you want to start by planning your meals. This is where you take a few minutes to actually start and decide what it is that you want to eat during the week. Now, I do this visually. I go through my own recipes. I have a look at what other people have done. I see varieties. Yes, I use Pinterest, but not most of the time. I actually don't use Pinterest a lot like I used to do before I knew what to do. Now, I've got a whole repertoire of recipes. I am still working through my own, and I'm working through creating my own version of well-loved recipes that I grew up with as a child. So there's loads of different things that you can do, but if you're going to meal plan, you have to start with planning your meals. You can think about dishes that are easily prepared in bulk if that's what you want to do, and then meals that you will enjoy as leftovers. You have to take into consideration what works for you. If you're trying to do what Sally's doing, if you're trying to do what I'm doing, you're going to end up getting to a point where I can't do this. This is boring, or I don't want to do this. Is there anything else? Is there more to life than this? There's loads of different questions and things that you're going to come up with. And then that's why we end up falling off the quote unquote wagon and never really sticking to a routine. Now, I'm going to share something about, in fact, let me give you step two, then we go to the story. Step two is grocery shopping. Now, once you've got your meal plan, then you're creating your grocery list, and then you shop ahead of time. If you want to get into this habit, I really highly encourage you to try and do this before you decide to meal prep. If you're trying to grocery shop, you're trying to plan, you're trying to meal prep all in one day, that's when it absolutely gets way too complicated, way too overwhelming. You're breaking down the steps into easy, manageable things. Now, if you're somebody who struggles with the whole concept and you need somebody to walk you through, then that's where VIP meal planning comes into play and why I created that. I actually created it in response to many of you who said that you need something that's a once and done, and then you can go on and get this done. But I remember recently I decided to just do, and I think I need to change the word, but I decided to do 75 days of better gut. And you can go and see that in my highlight over on at Lose Weight with Meal Planning on Instagram. And To be honest, I don't think I should have actually had this conversation or decided to do it. Recently, have you ever been with a friend? And I'm going to be real here. This is what I do on my podcast. I'm going to be real. Now, I fell out with a friend because we were both overweight at the time. And I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where, you know, when somebody's doing the very thing that... Or when somebody's not doing the very thing that they're trying to get you to do. And it's almost like there's a scripture. This is how I can describe it. There's a scripture that says, basically, the essence of it is stop focusing on the speck of dust in your partner's eye when you've got a big old plank of wood in your own that you can't see. Or there's another saying that says, you know, when you're pointing the finger at one, you've got three fingers pointing back at you. And that, honestly, ultimately, is what the issue was. And you know when you try to explain to somebody and you try to explain, but they're not hearing you. They're actually not listening to you. And it gets you frustrated, but it got me frustrated. And no matter how much this person was telling me, and I was a personal trainer at the time. So a personal trainer, about you can't lose fat. If you've got fat to lose, why are you doing weightlifting? Now, I'm trying to explain the concept of body recomposition. Body recomposition is burning fat and building muscle at the same time. There are a certain category of people that fall into that. New to training, or you haven't had training for a number of time, or other things, a couple of other things. Those are mainly predominantly the people that can actually do body competition where you're losing fat and building muscle at the same time. It doesn't work for everybody. But I was in that category. Trying to explain this to this friend who is overweight just like I am, it was literally like pointing the finger at me, but you've got five fingers at you telling you you need to be taking your advice. And people get so good at that. They get so good at telling everyone else what to do or telling everyone else something else. And they're not following the advice themselves. Now, why am I talking about this? I'm talking about this because when it comes to nutrition, you can have people in your ear telling you, you should go to this place to shop. You should do this type of meal. You should do this. You should do that. And when you start to listen to 101 million voices, you forget your own. Your voice becomes silent and it becomes diminished and you don't speak. And you listen to the voices of others and you know in your gut that this isn't something that you want to be doing for yourself. And there's that little voice that says to you, the voice of reason or the Holy Spirit, that says to you, actually, no, you're correct in this instance. But because we get into a place of people pleasing, we get into a position of trying to do what others are doing, we lose the sense of who we are. And so we tend to do what others want us to do when we know we don't want to do it for them and we don't even want to do it for ourselves. Or we end up putting ourselves last and others first. And it's okay, you put yourself out for them. It's almost like you break your back to work for someone else and they never turn around and say thank you. Now, I know I've gone off on a little bit of a tangent, but I'm going to bring it back round. When you do this, it literally diminishes who you are, your personality, your likes, your voice. And that is something that we need to hone into when it comes to nutrition. You matter, your voice matters, and ultimately, you know your body better than me. When you're telling me what your struggles are, I'm relying on you to honestly tell me what you're struggling with so that I can help you effectively plan your meals, so that you can have a fruitful grocery shopping trip rather than taking the scenic route around the same aisle five times and you deliberating or quibbling whether or not you need another packet of Oreos and you've got five in the house. Yeah, you know, look, the boys are really hungry. When they come back from soccer practice, oh my goodness, they are eating me out of house and home. Well, then don't have it in your home. Have something that's high protein for them to have when they come back from soccer practice or on their way back from soccer practice in the car. Give them a high protein snack. And when they come home, then you give them something to cook properly or to eat properly that's cooked. But if you're finding that you're constantly having to buy convenience foods, you're constantly having to top up on sugar and junk, that's going to be an easy thing because that is how simple carbohydrates have been created for us to keep going back to for more energy. So when you're doing these things, I highly recommend that you get into a position where your voice is heard throughout these steps. Your voice is heard throughout planning your meals, throughout grocery shopping, and throughout step three. But step three is now when you move on to prepping and cooking. But you won't be able to prep and cook if you haven't got plans, if you haven't got step one and step two in place. People around us mean well, but sometimes their well-meaning actually doesn't do anything that helps us at all. I actually stopped talking to my friend because it got to a position where you're constantly telling me what to do rather than hearing what it is that I'm saying. I may have overreacted, but there's other things in it that this is not a therapy session, so it doesn't need to come out here. But my point here is when somebody continues to do the same thing repeatedly who pretends to help or says it is helping you, actually, when you analyze and say, you're not actually helping me, what you're doing is hurting me or you're harming me or you're doing this or you're doing that. We have to decide if we want to continue to have that influence over our lives and how much of an influence we want from that person or that thing over our lives. Because it might not be a person for you. It might be a particular type of food. For example, you might eat a certain type of carbohydrate, a certain type of sugar, a certain type of sweets, a certain type of food, a certain type of drink. When you do drink it, it creates a reaction in your body that isn't a pleasant one. And so that's where we decide what we want and how much of it that we're going to continue to allow in our bodies. Now let's go into the next step, because today's episode is turning into a little bit of a coaching session, which I don't mind, but we're here for the 30 minute tips. So step three, prep and cook. Now that we've got all of the ingredients that we need, here's an example of a quick 30 minute plan that you can have. And the first 10 minutes, you want to start cooking your grains and your proteins. Now these typically take the longest, which is why you need to have 10 minutes ahead and you start with them. Put rice or quinoa on the oven or the stove or in a rice cooker if you want to make it even quicker. And at the same time, this is where you start grilling or roasting your proteins, chicken, tofu, shrimp, fish, beef, whatever it is that you're choosing. This is where you want to get that in. Next 10 minutes, you want to start chopping your vegetables and add to an oven roaster or an air fryer if you've got one. Now, whilst your grains and your proteins get cooking, this is where your vegetables can start be prepping. And for the love of all things meal planning, please season up your vegetables. Even if it's salt, garlic and olive oil, do that. It's still going to have some flavor on it. Now, you can choose a blend of your favorite veggies, chop them up, buy them pre-chopped if you haven't got the time to do that. Season to taste, okay? This is why I'm heavily emphasizing season to taste. If you're somebody who doesn't know what seasonings to start with, I will link my Instagram reel where I talked about how my meal planning changed by doing this one thing, which was adding seasonings to my food. Then you can put it into the oven or sheet pan or the air fryer, whichever you choose to make your meal planning easier. And in the final 10 minutes, this is where you start to pack them up and store them away. If you haven't got an idea of what kind of containers to use, or you buy the cheap containers the minute and you accidentally drop it out of the fridge, it cracks and your meal plan is ruined. It's happened to me one too many times. So I had to up my meal planning containers. So I've put together an Amazon container wish list or meal prep wish list for everything you need. If you do choose to use my link, there will be a small commission that I receive from that as you help support me and this channel, but it won't be any extra cost to you. It will literally be the same price that I've paid, unless they have increased the price due to demand, etc. But when it comes to meal planning, there are key essentials that you need, and I've just created an Amazon key essential tracking list for you to go on. Now, I'm going to give you some quick tips before we go to give you effective meal prepping. First is to use time-saving things. Use a slow cooker, an instant pot, a rice cooker, an air fryer. These things cut down on cooking time, and then they allow you to prep other ingredients or do other things like spend more time with your family, your partner, or yourself throughout the evening. Pre-cut veggies can save you so much time. You can actually buy your veggies pre-cut from the grocery store, and they're designed this way to help you save time. They're the same type of veggies if you cut them up yourself. If you prefer to cut them up yourself, you can absolutely do that. It is just, if you're somebody who says, I don't have time and you want to do this in 30 minutes, this is what I advise you and I advise my clients to do. Lastly, you want to maximize your oven and your stove space. Cook several dishes at one time. This is how you are going to make meal planning easier in 30 minutes or less. If you're trying to cook one food from beginning to end, then you start another one. That's why you end up saying 7 hours in the kitchen, or you're trying to cook for a whole week or whatever else. If you're doing this, if you're somebody who says, I don't really have time to invest, how can I cook? I want to eat healthier. How can I do this in 30 minutes or less? This is exactly how you can do it. By cooking several dishes at one time, and then you're doing everything. If you've got a 4-stove oven, if you've got a 6-stove oven, you've got an 8-stove oven, then you're using them all at once. But you have to put into place step one, planning your meals, for you to be able to know that last step. So many of us want to try and be like, yeah, I'm going to maximize my oven and my stove space. I'm going to use all the hobs, but you don't even know what you're cooking. So instead of trying to do rush to the end first, plan what you do. I've always said that I plan my meals on a Thursday. Today is Thursday at recording this podcast. I'm now putting my items. I've put my items in there yesterday, actually, into the grocery trolley. And I've planned my meals Tuesday and Wednesday, because come Thursday, I might decide, no, I don't want that. I'm not meal prepping because I don't like having the same thing every single day. So I will cook fresh in the weeks that I'm working at home. If I'm going into the office, I will meal prep on Sunday for the lunch that I'm eating the next day, because it's a canteen and then I can spend £20 in a day and I don't need to do that. In fact, I could spend £20, eat the same thing at work that I have got in the house, and I don't want to be able to do that. So I'm meal planning. Even if I'm meal planning proteins and I know ahead of time what the actual lunch menu is, then I might get a side at, when I get to lunch, so it's fresh, and then just bring my pre-prepped protein. Sometimes I do that, but most of the time I will plan my meals and then say, okay, right, I'm going into the office, I need to have this, what I fancy, that's office friendly, we've got a microwave, I can eat, I can be satisfied, I'm not going to be stuffed, because I don't have a treadmill at work, so I have to take into consideration I'm not going to be able to do my lunchtime walk afterwards, what can I eat? It may even be a salad, because we're in summer season now. I might prep my protein separately and then prep my strawberry salad, and then I have my little dish in there, my little seasoning, my little side dish for the sauce, and then just bring that in a bag. In fact, I actually might do that. That's what I might do. You just help me create something. But that's how easy it is when you want to do meal prepping. One thing to remember is meal prepping doesn't need to consume your entire weekend, as we can often think it does, or sometimes we have made it to be. Even I've done that myself. Because once you get the hang of this 30-minute routine, then that's when you're going to find you've got more time to relax, with the added bonus of healthier eating habits throughout your entire week. And that, my friends, we talked about the 30-minute meal prep plan that will save your weekends. Planning your meals, grocery shopping, prepping and cooking. And then we went through the first 10 minutes, the next 10 minutes, and the final 10 minutes of cooking. That, my friends, is all we've got time for on today's episode. If you know somebody, or you're somebody who wants one-to-one meal planning coaching, then head over to the website, vipmealplan.com, vipmealplan.com, and apply there. I cannot wait to see you, my friends, in the next episode, and to start reading your applications, because you have been confident taking the step to actually get help and support in your meal planning, just like I did, just like my clients have, and they've continued to see results. Can't wait, my friends, to see you in the next one. And just like that, friend, we've come to the end of today's episode. You've been listening to Lose Weight with Macros. I'm your host, Verona, where we break down macros-based meal planning into manageable bites, tailored to fit into your crazy entrepreneurial life. Now, friends, if you enjoyed today's show, don't forget to leave a review and share it with another solopreneur or small business owner. Together, we're going to help you find the time that you do have to meal prep in a way that is so not boring. And my friends, if you're interested in coaching or the course, head over to the website vanutritioncoaching.co.uk, and I'll see you in the next one.